they are all on the same date. All right, let's do Ngaka Modiri. We're tabling the notice of Ngaka Modiri. So, committee, any comment?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think, Chairperson, we need to just endorse, because we need to go through this notice, and we are receiving it now. Can we endorse it and then therefore come for another date where we are going to all call the province to brief us, because these are the letters and we cannot discuss and we cannot ask questions from those letters. To me, I think we need to this. Either we call the authors of those letters to brief the committee, then therefore we go, we take the collective decision. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Cimbi. Honorable Cimbi is members is making a proposal. Any seconder of that view? Honorable Wana and
yeah.
Honorable Mhlanga. That order.
Thank you, Chairperson. I rise to second what has been proposed in a procedural way, that if we find this letter, let us try and consult with the MEC concerned in that particular province and brief us so that we can understand where and which interventions that as a committee can make recommendations.
Okay, that's this first motion is seconded, but let's hear what Honorable Mhlanga will be followed by Chetty.
Yeah, Chair, I think I will also support the letter Honorable's on of course taking note of the notice and wait for the ministers to come in the brief us. Thanks, Chair.
The MEC. All right. Honorable Chetty.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Chief, not to procrastinate, but also not to fall foul of what happened at the last Senate Committee of COCTA, where what members of the committee felt was not articulated properly and was misinterpreted as if the House was in agreement. And I raise the following, Chair. With regards to the first intervention, well, due process is followed in terms of the department's document guidelines for the application of Section 100 and 139 of the Constitution. Two, in particular, was prior notice given to the Municipal Council, not only the Mayor, Speaker, or the Municipal Manager, but the Council as a whole, of the MEC's intention to dissolve the Council? And if so, were there any responses, and were these considered by the Provincial Executive before the decision to dissolve the Council was implemented? I want that to be very clear, that I want that noted before we go in. I understand we're going to wait for the MECs to come in and address us, but my problem right now is that one of these municipalities in Pofana, which I'm going to deal next, the MEC has already went and addressed them to dissolve it. So this is where I'm saying I wanted the clarity before we leave here, saying we're going to wait for the MECs to come and respond to us while they've already started action in it. And that's where my concern is.
Yeah, Chair, I think the Honorable Chetty is, I think we is correct, but we must also take note that we can't act unless we are thoroughly briefed, because this is just a black and white notice. That is why I'm saying let us take note. By taking note, meaning we consider whatever that is recommended here, but we will wait for them to come and debrief us clearly so that we take a clear decision on the matter. Of course, we are together in this problem. Thank you, Chair.
Right. Any other member? Monopoly.
Thank you, Comrade Chair. I think because of when you open, you said we are pressed with time, 14 days. So the notice will take effect after the 14 days, if we have pronounced. So I think when all the meetings which will be scheduled for the MECs, we'll get those information where they check whether the procedure, because it's up to us as a committee to take to join way forward after we've been thoroughly briefed. Because now we cannot respond because there's some information. This is why we say we're requesting that they must be going to give them audience to be able to outline all the procedures that have been followed so that the committee can pronounce themselves. But at this moment, they cannot pronounce themselves. Ours is just to endorse that we take forward the process that is supposed to be taken by our as a committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. I think what I'm hearing is that members are saying that Honorable Chetty's view is correct in the sense that we are not privy to prior information on steps and actions taken to arrive at this decision. But the procedure we are working with says that we only receive a notice. And once you've received a notice, you then react to the notice, which is what we are doing, to initiate a process that will bring that clarity. And therefore, I would say, honorable members, let's go with that approach that says we are now going to we have received this, we have endorsed the first one. Just for recording, we need to end, that's why I didn't put the two of them together, because they might be of different content, I depending on what members feel, but I think we're done with this one in terms of the Ngaka Modiri. We will then move to table the one of Impofan and take comments as well on it. Any member? Yes, Honorable Kumbi.
Thank you, Chair. Again, I think let's do the same. Let's note the this thing and also take the same process that were taken from the previous one, Chairperson. Because they look like they're the same, come same date and all those things.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Chetty.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I've got no problem with that, but we make note of the same concerns raised in the first one for the second one as well. Yes. Just to be on record, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that will be noted. Any seconder?
Chair.
Okay, Honorable Mlang.
Yeah, Chair, I think we will second the motion to take note of this interventions, and of course we'll move with the same motto to what's taking decisions. Thank you.
Okay, no, we thank you. So those two, the two motions, the two notices are endorsed by the committee, and with the motion raised by Honorable Chetty noted. And we then going to look at the issue of the program now. How are we going to process these interventions? And we'll ask the committee secretary to take us through what they are proposing.
Sorry, Chair. Yeah. Sorry, Chair. I don't know. Perhaps I will be confusing things here, or because there is another intervention at KwaZulu-Natal. What is this municipality? It's in front of us here. I don't know how are we going to deal with it, or we're going to pack it together with the very same ones or what. Thank you.
I missed that one. Honorable Mlang, can you repeat? All right, the committee secretary will clarify. Yeah.
Chair, just for a point of clarity, the researcher of COCTA, Mr. Mahlangeni, has made an analysis of a particular municipality. That is not an intervention notice before the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Also, it's a research to assist members with more information. All right. Now, over to you, Secretary.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, our program is scheduled as follows. Number one, we are saying 5th September is the consideration of the notice tabled and referred to us for consideration. And we are saying on Monday the 15th, we'll be calling the MEC of respective provinces to come and brief the committee on the content of the notices, taking into account the questions raised by Honorable Chetty and the motion that were supported by committee members. And we are saying on the 16th, Chair, the committee will be tabling its report to the House for consideration by the House, meaning we'll be completing this process on the 16th of September, taking into account the constitutional provision that NCOP needs to pronounce itself within 14 days. Thank you, Chairperson.
All right, Honourable Members, we are tabling the report. We're taking comments. Honourable Runner.
Thank you, Comrade. Sorry, Comrade. You're a chief of mine. Sorry. Chairperson, the man, I'm skeptical because we are going for a provincial week. That's point number one. And in this provincial week, for instance, I want to analyze my own situation. My region is OR Tambo. My constituency is the far end in OR Tambo. Then I'm going for a provincial week. I'm going to the very far place in PE. From Tara to PE, 5 hours drive. And on the 15th, I must be there because there is a scheduled program for me on the 15th. So I want to table that. So if it is better, don't be surprised when I'm not there on the 15th. Because it will be the day that I'll be going for a constituency program that I've committed myself to.
Comrade Chair?
Yes, Monopole.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity. Just want to move for so that you can endorse the report that has been tabled for in front of us. Taking it from the two, from what you have said in earlier on, and also we are guided by the Constitution. We are pressed with time, 14 days. We have to act within 14 days. We cannot procrastinate this. So I would like to make an appeal to all the members of the committee to consult with their political parties and be able to ensure that their political parties just request for them to be able to release them with regards to this, be able for the work of the committee can take it forward. It's just that we know that our program, it's unfortunate because of this, the notice came upon the time that we're going for the provincial week. And now there's this matter in front of us. So just mine is just to make an appeal to the members of the committee to request their political parties to release them to be able to honor this program that has been tabled in front of us and be able to say that we are not failing these municipalities as a responsibility of this committee to ensure that we do take the work of the municipality forward. Because we have been coming from the debate, the service delivery issue that we have been there. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Honourable Member.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Honourable Chairperson, I would suggest that it's fine for Monday. Is there a problem? Okay, can I continue, Honourable Chairperson? Thank you. I would suggest it's fine for Monday, but my suggestion would be that we just perhaps make it a bit later than on the program, if you don't mind. Otherwise, I have to fly in on the Sunday evening already. I would like to, ideally, still be in my constituency on the Sunday. I'm definitely not going to give 2 days of my constituency work over. So if we can make it a bit later, I can still fly in on the Monday morning, then I'd be fine with this. Thank you.
Are the members agreeing with a late sitting? All right. We will give to the chief whip to explain the part of the provincial week and other processes that she will undertake in terms of making sure that we complete this within the period of time that is required from us by the Constitution. Over to you, Chief Whip.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Our provinces deployed us to the NCOP. Our provinces, first and foremost, they deployed us here to come and do the work of the NCOP.
I think that is a priority. That is our provinces consciously deployed us here. I would therefore, Chair, you know, as the Chief Whip of the House, I am prepared to take the responsibility. If you come do this work. This is very, very important, and it is urgent, and our provinces know that they deployed us to the NCOP. This is an NCOP responsibility. I therefore would suggest, actually not suggesting, Chairperson, virtue of the powers vested in me, I am instructing that members prioritize this work. Do the best you can do in your constituency, but priority is this work. I wouldn't want us to be seen to be failing the provinces. Let's do the best that we can. And this is the first challenge we will be meeting as the NCOP of the 5th Parliament. I suggest we give it our best shot and prove to the masses out there that we are equal to the task. Wana, I know the challenges in your province, Eastern Cape, rural and geographically vast, but in Northern Cape, I think is more vast than, I think, any other province here. But our priority is NCOP work, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
No. Thank you, Chief. Honorable Chetty.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just in response to the Chief, and I say this with all due respect, ma'am, there is really no need for you to give an instruction in the sense that all members yesterday were only informed yesterday that there's a meeting today, and we appreciate the urgency of what this is, especially interventions, because we are come from those provinces. And just to our right, Honorable Chief Whip, it'll be nice if you also take some of your own advice when we realize we're deployed by our provinces, that when we take decisions in the interest of what the MECs recommend and not what the ministers recommend, as was the case with Mother Bang. But moving forward, the only request on the table is for us to have a later time, not to change the date. It will still keep us within the 14 days, and we can meet Tuesday's meeting. The problem about the time allocation will also assist my former comrades on the other side, who all have traveling problems, and we're only trying to have it at a later time, and that's the only request that was made. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Honorable Chetty, Honorable Chief Whip. I think the very important one, Chief Whip, which just with this little chair that I'm sitting on now, is to ask you to make sure so that we don't disappoint the members here. In the past, we've had problems of MECs not available to come and account. It's a very critical point that you would like yourself, even the chairperson of the council, to make sure that those MECs cancel any appointments that they have, that they appear here on that day of the 15th. Because we've had those problems in the past where MECs members would come, then you get an apology or just an HOD or a legal advisor is sent to Cape Town. We don't need a legal advisor. We need the MECs to come. I think that we really, really would like and beg for your support and the chair of council to make sure that these two MECs are here on that day, come rain, come sunshine. All right. Now let's say what would be an ideal time in terms of traveling members. We also have to think that MECs are also cabinet members, and they need to be back in the provinces some would be difficult to travel back home if we're having an evening meeting or so. Would it 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock? Can you have views, suggestions? All right.
1 o'clock for what? The meeting starts 1 o'clock. Is that what we are saying?
Yes.
On a Monday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so agreed to your members? All right. Then we would then want members to propose for an endorsement of the program as tabled. Chetty agrees, seconder? Julius agrees? All right. Thank you, members. And I think there is no other business for the committee for this session. Yes, Moss? Yeah. We thank members for your time, and we sincerely apologize, and we really appreciate your indulgence with your time and your travel arrangements, and the meeting is adjourned.
Chairperson, thank you. Oh my, EP breakfast. Okay.